West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Harrelson County Sheriff Stacey Williams on Tuesday discussing some of the outside office issues that tend to impact the office's annual inside office budget.
We run a jail. Everybody gets arrested in Harrelson County comes to the Harrelson County Jail. Georgia State Patrol, Bremen, Tallapoosa, Buchanan, GBI, whoever it is, DNR, if they arrest somebody, it comes to our agency. Let's say the person's by the court process, he gets denied bond. That comes out of my budget. And we had nothing to do with it. That'd be like me saying, hey, John, let me borrow your credit card. I'm going to go spend $3,000 on it. And guess what, buddy? You're going to pay the bill on it. We got to feed them. It costs like $55, $60 a day just to house somebody, plus medical. $10,000, $30,000 a month is what we spend.
Williams talking with King Country Morning Show host John Copeland on Tuesday.
How much you think we spend in our water bill is a month for that facility? Last month was around $6,800. Power bill was around $7,000. Mm-hmm. And that's just for the facility. And then the food was like $24,000. So when you start adding all these factors up, it costs a lot of money to operate just the jail part. We ain't looking at all the other divisions and all other 900 operations, but there's so many moving parts here.
And Williams joins Copeland every Tuesday morning at 7:30 on WKNG King Country for the Citizens Report segment. The Carroll County Board of Commissioners next month could create new policy determining whether civic organizations, veterans groups, and nonprofits that have used the Carroll County Ag Center as a venue for events in the past will have the option to use the facility in the future. Commissioners are scheduled to hear recommendations of a multi-month long study from an Agriculture Education Center committee before making any decisions. Specific descriptions of those who are allowed to use the facility have apparently never been defined by the county, and permissions in the past have either been granted via the Ag Center director or county chairman. Defining who can and can't use the Ag Center has been in discussion since at least last autumn. And while District 5 Commissioner Ernie Reynolds may have always had concerns about this, he had never been so publicly vocal about his concern until after the facility was rented by nonprofit Carrollton Rainbow LLC in September. Reynolds asked fellow commissioners to clarify who can use the county building at the board's work session last month.
I think we should focus on having the Ag Center for ag-related activities and have it used for that 99% of the time. And if there is an exception, it should be for maybe the sheriff's office or whatever to hold a function for whatever the government needs are. But I am for having very clear direction, and I think we have been very helter-skelter.
District 4 Commissioner Steve Fuller responded to Reynolds and did agree that clarifying use for the facility was great, but questioned leaving some groups off the list.
What I'm hearing and from what I see right here, we want to eliminate the veterans organizations, the Kiwanis, the Lions, the Rotary Club, Civitan. Is that we're going to eliminate those folks?
Well, you got to draw the line somewhere.
The Carroll County Board of Commissioners meet for a work session on Thursday. The regular scheduled monthly meeting has been pushed to Tuesday, April the 9th. A celebration of Vietnam veterans is scheduled for this Friday in the city of Bremen. National Vietnam War Veterans Day is observed every year on March the 29th and is a day to recognize the 9 million U.S. Armed Forces and Uniformed Services personnel with active duty service between November 1st, 1955 and May the 15th, 1975, regardless of location of service. Organizers say the event is open to everyone, and they would love to see all of our veterans and everyone who supported them there. Guest speaker is retired Gunnery Sergeant Kevin Webb of the U.S. Marine Corps. Webb is a 1979 graduate of Bremen High School. He served in the Marines after that for 20 years and was an aerospace and military professional for 40-plus years. The event starts at 11 a.m. at the Bremen Veterans Park. And retiring District 71 State Rep Jay Collins of Villarica has been named Legislator of the Year by the Georgia State Firefighters Association and Georgia Association of Fire Chiefs. Collins is the current chairman of the House Public Safety and Homeland Security Committee. The Georgia State Firefighters Association and the Georgia Association of Fire Chiefs select Legislators of the Year each year who consistently demonstrate unwavering support for Georgia's fire service. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.